Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 130. In today's episode, we're going to talk about hazard identification and one of the techniques that's really helped me out a lot is to use active listening. So let's just kind of cover a few things. This might be something that you can sit down and think of it as a tool in your arsenal. You know, just another tool that may help you to discover the hazards out there, and then how that we correct these hazards and ultimately protect the people. So, employees are our greatest source of identifying hazards. They operate this machinery. They run the chemicals. They really know the different hazards out there. They know how to avoid the hazards. And some of it, of course, is from that legacy person that was before you, possibly, at your current company. Possibly they've picked up a little bit of this knowledge from schooling, from other companies they worked at, and then they came right over to yours. But they are the greatest source of identifying hazards. The one thing that I've learned in almost over 30 years of safety is that I can write a fantastic SOP from my cube, and it means nothing at all unless I go and I get input from the people. They have to be the ones, because you know, ultimately, the buy-in has to be with them. Doesn't matter what I write down. Maybe it'll get a little traction, of course, but the key is to implement it, not to make my ego feel good that it was only me. So I do everything I can to go down, talk to the folks, really understand exactly what these different hazards are out there then. So one of the techniques that I like to use is just active listening. So basically, you just walk down, talk to the folks, and really understand exactly what the hazard is. Obviously, you can't go everywhere and do this all day, every day, because you do have to actually fix the hazard. So you just can't talk about it. So just say, for the sake of argument, you're going to go over to equipment A. So you're going to go to equipment A, talk to the operator, and spend dedicated time. So do not be distracted. Don't walk down and say, hey, I just happen to be blowing through the production floor. I got like a minute or two. I want to talk to you about this. I do know that some people, it takes them a little roundabout to kind of get to where they're going to go, and others are really straight, direct, and right to the point. So make sure that you have that dedicated time. Of all things, do everything you can. You leave that cell phone over at your desk. You do everything else so that literally there is no other distractions. And you just spend that dedicated time with the person. So you ask clarifying questions and take notes. I know that at a lot of places I've worked, that because I wasn't on the floor, they kind of have their own slang and lingo and cool ways of describing, you know, what's happening. So sometimes I'll hear a little bit of slang, and I'm not exactly sure I understand what that means. So make sure that you really ask those good clarifying questions. After you've heard about the hazards and the issues and all that kind of stuff, ask them if you can go back and paraphrase it and put it in your own words to really make sure that you got it then too, and not just there's just that little bit of communication that's not right. So ask them if you could paraphrase it in your words, and then ask the employee if that is correct, if that's exactly what they're trying to convey to you. It can be difficult at times then, because some people, of course, we've already talked about, they take a long time to get to what the issue is. Whatever we do, we have to be patient. We cannot interrupt. You will hear some things that are probably not reasonable, you know, so it doesn't mean that it's always going to be the end all be all. So you may have to ask some clarifying questions and say, let's look at it from this angle. maybe we try and tackle it a different way. You're not solving it for them, but you're saying, like, well, why don't we talk about it and think about it in a different fashion then? So that seems to kind of help to, I can't call it steering, but you could hear some solutions that generally just do not exist given the technology and everything else that we have out there. So we do have to have some rationale to this whole thing then. So I have found that it's really good to just literally do this. It also shows to people that you're like literally trying to help too. And it's not that a accident happens and then you spring into action, you know. One of the things I've really tried to impart on the podcast is to be as proactive as you possibly can. There's always time where paperwork has to be done, of course, but be as proactive as you can then. So, and then afterwards, so now they've given you a potential solution, you know, something that you need to think about, you know, is this something, is it going to be a real fast thing? It's going to be something that's a long-term capital plan. Just, you know, so you want to kind of sit down and think then about this. And of all things, you have to go back and follow up then. So regardless of what the answer is, you have to go back and follow up. And you have to be able to have that difficult conversation to say, you know, hey, I know we talked last Tuesday. We talked about some potential solutions. You gave me a couple things to think about. I did that research, and that's just not something that's going to work in this case. Let's sit down and talk about other options. So you can't be afraid to have that tough talk. And I do think that, you know, after doing this for a number of years, that people actually understand that when you come back with a tough talk, that means that you actually did think about it. You just didn't go back and say, oh, I'll follow up in a week, or I just tell them we're not going to do it, you know, because if that's what your end goal. So let's say that your end goal is just to show people that you care and not really worry about getting stuff done. Well, then this is not the technique to use. This is part of being proactive. So it can lead to some difficult talks. But you know, anybody out there has had difficult talks in life. They just don't always equate it to work. You know, if we talk to our kids about, you know, drugs and sex and other things like that, well, that can be a tough talk, but we know that that's a talk that we have to have, you know. So episode number 130 is complete. Thank you for joining me. So in today's episode, we talked about hazard identification and active listening. So technique has worked out fantastic for me. Might be something that would work out and be fantastic for you. So my name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.